Hey, Mick, just quickly, the Fox footy, they want a joint coach press conference after the game. Where do you sit on that? You in or out?
Out, totally out.
Yeah, why is that, mate?
I just don't see... I think unless you've sat in the coach's position for any length of time, you appreciate the demands of the game at that time. If this is unique, I can categorically tell you that there are the EPL, Bundesliga, probably NRL, certainly American football and basketball, have all thought of this. And it would be a comprehensive no, because you get caught up in this sort of stuff. You are just so easy meat for a... I think just going off on camera, you don't really... You know, the argument is, oh, it's good to see a camaraderie. There is camaraderie. You don't have to worry about face-to-face camaraderie. Whenever you beef, you get beaten by 15 goals, and you sit there and you think to yourself, how do I handle this bloke next door to me who's trying to be kind to me, but reality-wise, there's no truth in anything that's coming out of anyone's mouth, because you don't want to be seen to be overly disappointed. The other one doesn't really seem to be overly gleeful because they've won by 15. I'll use this. So Macapa plays against Gold Coast next time, tackles Ablett, down goes his shoulder again. You've got Buckley in one corner and you've got Eden in the other. How are they going to handle that? And my way of thinking is that every coach that says yes now will be midway through the year going, what in the hell have I got myself in for here?
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the coaches about it?
No, but I'm talking through experience.